Kathy Dawes again, along with Cons United Way Executive Director Mark Clausen, K-State Basketball Coach Bruce Weber, and wife Megan. And I guess a lot of business is involved in this, Coach. If you're ready to kind of give us some of those names, that would be great.
Well, there were over 117 businesses that participated, so that's great. And, you know, as Mark said, hopefully that can continue to grow. But eight pace setter businesses that kicked it off, they raised over $125,000. So you're talking about one-fourth of the amount total raised. So Capital Federal Bank, Caterpillar Work Tools, Charleston & Wilson Bonded Abstractors, Intrust Bank, K-State Bank, Manhattan Chamber of Commerce were involved, Target, and the Trust Company, as we mentioned before. So all those businesses are important. And that's something, you know, when you say, what can you do? You know, they can just have one day where they get their employees to donate and have a fun event. And, you know, just as we mentioned before, those little ideas can really, you know, get bigger and bigger.
And I'm guessing, Mark, too, when you have someone of Coach Weber and Megan's stature, it probably does help along a little bit when you're out trying to recruit business involvement and that kind of thing.
It definitely does, and especially when they believe in the organization to begin with. I mean, they were donors before I approached them about being campaign champions. So, you know, it was nice to have them believe in what we were trying to do.
Now, I know Coach had mentioned toward the beginning that, you know, when they first moved here, United Way was kind of maybe lower key, and you're trying to make a change in that, I think, and get it out there a little bit more, a little higher profile.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping to get to the point where I'm almost annoying. You know, I want to be out there, and I want people to know that I'm coming and to know that I'm there to talk about United Way and what we do without being annoying.
Any other comments about the business involvement or anything else you're wanting to share today?
I am excited that we've done well. I am looking forward to next year's campaign. We are still accepting gifts for this year. There's still a lot of agencies. Like I said, there was a shortfall of about $80,000 that was requested. And then next year we have 21 agencies providing 31 programs. And those dollars have already been arranged through the community allocations program. And we'll be making a public announcement here shortly on those agencies. So there is a great, great need out there. And hopefully we can have people buy in and realize that they make a difference.
And times are tough. I mean, nationwide, let's face it. And I think even Manhattan is feeling that a little bit.
It is. And we understand that, and we know that it's tough to decide to donate dollars sometimes, but what people don't realize, I think, is a dollar can make a difference, because the way United Way works, we amass all those dollars and then we spread them out, and your $1 per week gift can make a big difference, because we combine it with other people's $1 or $5 or $10, whatever they can have come out. Payroll deduction is great. Coach mentioned there were 117 businesses that participated, and there were well over 1,600 people that donated through workplace campaigns. So they do see it. We just need more of them to see it.
Megan, it is heartwarming, and maybe just some of the things you experienced during this campaign and as you got involved with it, and some of the things you saw too.
Absolutely, it's heartwarming, and I'm just amazed by our community, and that's what I think Bruce and I have found being in this area. People really are very generous.
And I don't know, Coach, as you went out and about, I mean, folks were pretty receptive, and maybe some of the things you heard from members of the community.
Well, Mark mentioned he wants people to see him and like, oh, no, here he comes again. But that's a good thing, you know, and you know, that means he's doing something. If you don't do anything, you know, if he's not active, he's not going to get people involved. And you want signs all over the place, United Way campaign, so it hits people and they want to get involved. And they see also, as he mentioned, how it really impacts our community. And you know, people are willing. I think people deep down are good. Our life is going so fast that we don't always, you know, we can't slow down and think, hey, what do we need to do? What can we do? It could be a Saturday. It could be, you know, donating as, you know, $1 a week or whatever. All that stuff adds up. And, you know, the community has been great. We love this place. But it is, as we said, it is growing. When growth happens, that means you're gonna have more problems. That's just a normal thing. So we need to be there for this community to help them.
You know, speaking of being busy, though, you're one pretty busy guy, but you found time to get involved in this.
Well, yes, and Megan and I both, you know, we both have a lot going on. Obviously, basketball, you know, we were looking at, somebody called me the other day and said, which weekend can we do this thing in the summer? And I said, well, I have one weekend in June, I have one weekend in July, and then in August, you know, we hope to take a little bit of vacation. So it you know, that's just part of our job, and it's part, we enjoy it. We enjoy being involved. Well, you know, obviously K-State, our basketball program is very important, but, you know, we see ourselves as ambassadors for K-State and for the Manhattan community.
Before we wrap up today, let's go around the room one more time. Everybody have some closing thoughts maybe. And Mark, anything else you're wanting to highlight today?
Not necessarily highlight so much as just thank everybody. Definitely want to thank Coach and Megan Weber and all the donors. So I want to say thank you.
Okay, very good. And Megan, any kind of closing thoughts you might have?
Just go get your little red wagon and go around your office.
I like that idea. I really do. I actually have a little red wagon.
Or maybe a purple wagon.
A purple wagon.
I have seen
better.
Purple wagons.
Yeah, that would make sense. I appreciate that.
In this community, definitely. You don't want to wear red or blue, that's for sure.
That's true.
But no, just get involved. And it makes a difference no matter how. If you just think it's just a little bit, but it adds up. And if we all just do our little part, it's going to help everybody in the long run.
Well, thanks to all three of you for stopping by. I know you have busy schedules, and we'll continue to keep in touch with you, Mark, and of course, Coach and Megan. Kansas United Way Executive Director Mark Clausen, K-State Basketball Coach Bruce Weber, and wife Megan. And again, they were, I guess,
our campaign champions.
Campaign champions. Thanks so much. We'll take a break. We come back. K-State and Municipal Band Director Frank Trace. It's kind of a K-State-oriented day today. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home